The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. USDA announcing their per-acre payment rates for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. We now have more details on the $12 billion farmer aid package that was announced back on December 8th by President Trump and U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
By the end of this month, so just in the next couple of weeks, every farmer that is able to apply for it will know exactly what that number looks like.
And they kept that promise just ahead of their deadline, announcing those details via a press release sent around 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on New Year's Eve. As part of the package, eligible corn growers will receive $44.36 per acre, soybean growers will receive $30.88 per acre, and wheat growers will receive $39.35 per acre. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall.
These payments will help farm families cover critical operating costs, keep equipment running, secure financing for next season, and provide some certainty during uncertain times.
Duvall says farmers are appreciative, but there is still more work to be done.
They're suffering from several years of operating in the red, and many fruit, vegetable, tree, nut, and nursery growers are facing the same increase in costs and instability in the marketplace, but they are receiving less than 10% of the bridge support.
Of the $12 billion, $11 billion will go to row crop producers, while the remaining billion will go to specialty crop producers. In the initial announcement, Rollins explained why releasing these numbers before the end of 2025 was so important.
As you are going to your lender, as you are working to ensure and understanding what you can plant for next year, you will have that number in hand.
And it seems President Trump has received the message from farmers that they truly want trade, not aid, answering this question from a reporter recently.
Are you open to tapping into tariff revenue again, should farmers find they need additional relief to get to that level?
Yeah, yeah. If we're going to make the farmers so strong, and I'm not even talking about financially, because they just want to be able to produce what they can produce.
Find rates for other crops and eligibility details at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Cold air holding over Michigan to finish the week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan's Ag Weather Update. While we see a lot of cold air here, I do see less threat of precipitation, especially lake and hand action. Now, whether we can actually get the clouds to break up anywhere is still going to be a, area by area game time decision. So a lot of cloud cover still holding, so it's going to be a grayish Friday over a large part of the state. I'm holding out hope that some areas can break up and see some sunshine today, and more areas can see sunshine tomorrow. Standing in the way is another clipper-like system that wants to move across the Great Lakes region for tomorrow midday and afternoon. Does not have a lot of moisture associated with it, but I don't think I can get sunshine to dominate for Saturday afternoon. Maybe even a few flurries and light snow showers coming through, especially northern parts of lower Michigan and the eastern UP. Moving into Sunday, we start to try and see clouds break a little bit, and then next week has a better chance at seeing a sunshine. We've got a warm front lifting through on Monday that triggers rain. Well, rain and wet snow both potentially. Anywhere from a few hundreds to maybe half an inch of liquid is what this system entails. Rain in southern parts of lower Michigan, snow with accumulations up north over the UP. But it does open the door to warmer temperatures for Tuesday and and Wednesday. A few lingering showers Tuesday afternoon, but then mostly dry Wednesday into early Thursday. A strong low-pressure area comes up out of the lower Mississippi River Valley on Friday, Thursday night into Friday. Races through the eastern Corn Belt. I think it drags rain into Michigan, anywhere from a tenth to half an inch. Coverage around 60% of the state. Behind that, we cool down for the weekend of the 10th, especially the 11th, and then get into the 12th and forward with more cold Arctic air in control. So a bit of a roller coaster ride here, but one that does include at least a little more moisture. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a farming operation. Those are also the qualities we at Michigan Ag Today have in bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Michigan agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted media source in Michigan. We are Michigan Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
The grain, oil seeds, and livestock markets all closed yesterday for the New Year's Day holiday. But let's take a look back at how the markets performed in 2025 and some of the biggest news stories impacting the markets as we check in with Andy Eubank and Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting.
Mostly as the year came to a close, Carl, we saw liquidation, and that was not just on Wednesday, but over a period of several sessions going back to the previous week as well. So a quiet and mostly lower week after a year that was pretty difficult to stomach for a lot of farmers.
Really was. 2025 is going to go down as a tough year. It was tough for everybody for different reasons. We had low commodity values, high input costs, weather situations, weather stress, you name it. 2026 starting to look a little bit better for us. The one big asterisk that'll go down for 2025 is the trade war that the United States had with China. We did see by year end, China starting to come back in, and by the end of the year, China has known soybean purchases of 5.4 million metric tons and another 3.1 million metric tons in the unknown category that are probably likely China. So they're within a stone's throw of their 12 million metric ton obligation that they set, and that's through next August.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. And anytime you'd like to see how the grain and livestock markets are performing, all you have to do is go to our website. MichiganAgToday.com. The data is right there on the main page. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.